Liberty Communications owner Bill Yonke says he has 650 drivers and 416 cabs. He says his company was part of a national app for cab service before Uber and other ride-sharing services started and lets customers pay with credit cards, and his drivers receive police background checks, and the city of Buffalo inspects his vehicles. He says the public is being given false information about the differences between the two transportation offerings, and so is Albany, where legalization for upstate is in the works. Former Erie County executive and lobbyist Joel Giambra says Uber has skeletons on the road and in its offices, like the shooting of six riders.
The one-year remembrance, if you will, of the six people who were shot in Kalamazoo, Michigan, by an Uber driver. We're also on the heels of a national story that developed yesterday where a woman who was an employee of Uber in the executive offices has made a very serious allegation of sexual harassment that appears to have been unaddressed.
Yonke says Uber could have come into this market and bought some of the available taxi licenses in Buffalo, or he could switch to a ride-sharing business model and save thousands of dollars per car in insurance costs, as well as avoiding the costs of driver background checks and city inspections. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.